everybody. This is Ron Ametron from the Creation Light Ship, and we're here to have some healing tonight up on the light ship. So this is your first time listening. It'll be quite an experience for you, hopefully. If you're a seer, a feeler, a sensor, you may actually have contact with the beautiful light beings. If not, if you don't feel, sense anything, you will have healings regardless. So that's not a prerequisite for actually having a healing. We'll be going to the light ship in about 5 minutes. So this part of the program, when we go to the light ship, will not work on the archives. That's because of alien intervention. Don't want to have anybody abducted, thinking that they can go there on their own. So this is why it does not work on the light ship. But you will feel the wonderful energy on this program during that 15-20 minute time. I'd like everybody to bring up the light beam on their monitor screen. Scroll down about an inch or so on your scroll bar. And it'll be underneath the blinking flower. If you're new to the program, just go to any one of our shows. We have 4 shows a week, Creation, Light, Shift, Healing. Click on it and scroll down. You're going to see a light beam there. We're going to bring in the male energies tonight. So it'll be a little stronger for everybody here. And here they come. So stronger. Just sit back and relax. Nothing for you to do. This is not like earth-based or reality, consciousness, healing modalities. Nothing for you to do. You're just being there. Here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And again, stronger, 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 and stronger. And now we'll do some energy work down here for healing. We'll do an emotional body clearing for you. So think of a situation that you dealt with in the last few days. Just bring it up. If you don't have anything that you can think of, then just sit back and relax, okay? And you may feel your body becoming calmer. So if you do think of something, here we go. So I'm going to count to 10 to release the energies that you are thinking about right now. Just think about one situation in your life that caused you discomfort, harm, anxiety, sadness, you know, any type of emotion. So here we go. 1, releasing that. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now we're going to do a feeling body. This is for people who live in their feelings rather than emotions. Same process. Think of your issue. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And let's do a trauma body. This goes much deeper. Not everybody needs a trauma body clearing. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And let's do a sensory body. 1, 2, 3, there's some energy there, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And let's do that one over again. There's some issues there with some people out there listening. How you sense living here on the earth. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I'll do it again here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That feels a little better there for everybody. Okay, let's do another clearing, a pain clearing. This is for physical pain in your body. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, let's do the mind to heart drop. And we're going to count from 10 down to 1, just like an elevator dropping down. The 10th floor of the elevator is, we'll say, between your ears, what you think with. This is your consciousness that you have your thoughts with here. And naturally, the thoughts typically are in judgment, so you want to become non-judgmental and go into your heart center where everything is out of time. When you're in your head, you're in time. You're in the darkness. You're in the alien energies. You're working with your natal chart. You're working with the alien mind-controlling programs. When you're in your heart, you're disconnected from all of that. So let's drop yourself down. Here we go. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. So we're going to the light ship now. Think of your animals and pets you'd like to bring along, garden, trees, flowers. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And now we're on the light ship. So let's go into the first healing room. And let's go into a room that is the room that will give us the energy of Jesus. And we'll bring in his energy of faith. So you can actually experience that. So here it comes. So again, to command the energy, I need to command it either by counting or doing stronger. So I'll just count again here. So here it comes. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and stay heart-centered. You should be there anyway. The way you know that you're on the light ship is that if you look around, you're going to see that the objects, everything in your room around you, will feel a little distant. And you're going to be like observing what they look like and not attaching to what they actually mean to you. So you're going to be completely in the non-judgmental mode of experience right now. And that means that you're in pure light, because pure light does not judge any of its creations. So here comes more of this energy, the faith of Jesus when he walked the earth 2,000 years ago. And we'll bring it a little bit stronger. So stronger. And that feels wonderful. We'll go into a room. If anybody has any physical body pain, we'll go into the pain release room. And they have two basic energies that they use for this. One of them is a black energy with golden speckles, and the other one is black with silver. So we'll first experience the black and the gold. So as it comes into us here, remember you have to request your healing during this part, this say 15-minute light shift healing. Just request probably one clearing, one healing that you'd like to experience. Don't, you know, go through the 20 that you normally have that you think you need. Just pick on one that you'd like them to concentrate on and focus on. So here we go. This is for pain release. We would like to put their hand on their body where they have pain. So here we go. This is a black energy with the golden speckles. So stronger. Let this settle in a little bit here. And we'll bring in some more of this energy here. We'll bring in some red energy from the light here. This is life force. And if you're back east where it's past midnight, you may want to just have it toned down. This is your choice here. You know, if you're working late and you need some more energy, then allow it to give you some more energy in your body. And it can last you for maybe 2 to 3 hours typically. So here we go. Here comes the red energy. So it's up to you how much you want to have. So stronger. And now we're going to use the black energy with the silver speckles. This is for pain release. Coming to us now. Count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And let's go on to another room on the light ship. Let's go into one of the rooms that has the water, large pool of water. This is silver water, and it sparkles like diamonds, very, very beautiful. It's like a glittery water. And coming to us now are the penguins. They want to show up this evening for us. So here comes the light ship penguins. Here they come. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. We'll bring in more of the pain release energy, the black with the silver speckles. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And let's go into another room. A lot of people like the deer room where the deers are. Remember, the light ship brings forth animals that are familiar to us, so we can resonate to them, understand them, because they'll look like what we have here on planet Earth as far as the creation energies that they are. But here's the deers coming. And normally when we have these animals, there's three of them coming. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Again, request your healing. You might want to get up and walk around, see how you're doing. And what we're going to do right now is bring in the golden waterfall energy. So if you feel like you're being wet or the energy of gold all around you, that's because this is what's happening to you. You're not necessarily getting wet on the light ship. It does not touch your skin, but it does energetically move through you and all around you. So here comes the golden waterfall energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go into the quarantine room outside on the light ship, and we'll start to release some of these little orbs that are attached to us here, changing our consciousness. So here we go. I'm going to release some orb energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. That's pretty heavy. Get some more orb energies released. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, along with this, we'll release some of the octopus energies. These, again, are invisible, but they take away our life force. They wrap themselves around our body. Here we go. Goodbye, octopus energies. So we'll get rid of some of these off of you. So here we go. One, might feel a move around your neck, around your intestines, around your rib cage. Two, three, four, if you're yawning, that's a good sign. Five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Now we're going to release their waste products that are inside of us. This might be fatty tissue inside of your body, on your body, underneath your skin. Here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, let's go back to the light ship, and let's go to the tree room. These are the large trees, and here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Feels great. And let's go into the room where the bumblebees are. So here we go. One, two, three, four, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I'm going to bring in some oxygen for us here. So we're going to bring in oxygen number 6. You may want to inhale, exhale a few times, and take a deep breath now. Here it comes. So I'll just count to 5 to bring it in. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There we go. And we'll do a little sample here of the circulatory clearing that we have on the website. And we're going to bring this energy in for you. This is just one part of it. So you may start to feel your body relaxing as I count to 10. And here we go. This takes away the mind-controlling programs that the aliens do to your blood supply. And that naturally your blood goes through your whole body. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll bring in another oxygen, number 57. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Another oxygen coming into us for healing. This one here is number 78. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And again, I'll bring in some more of the pain release energy. This will be the black energy with the golden speckles. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll go into another room. This has been people's favorites too. On the conference calls, we're going to the volcano room. So here we go. Coming into us. And to change it, I'll just do some of the alphabet to command the energy. So A, B, C, D, E, F, and G. There we go. You feel those energies coming into you now. We'll go into a room for detoxifications. We're going into the hot tub room. You may feel your body temperature changing. If it heats up a lot, it means that you have toxicities with you. If you're pretty warm where you are already, you may wish to have the temperature turned down. You can ask them to do that. You feel your body temperature dropping slightly. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And let's go into another location, into the water. We'll go into the room where the swans are. Again, there's 3 swans coming to you. Here they are, very beautiful birds. So coming to us. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, remember to request your healing. The light only works in the now. There's no prophecies with the light. You don't have any plans for anything because you're always co-creating using the energy of the light, hopefully, to do your creations with. If not, you're using the false light, which is the light of the darkness. And that's what's on this planet here, mainly because the dark side, the aliens, chose to bring in the light of the darkness here. This is why they created churches. And here we go. Here's more of the swan energy coming. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. We'll go to one more room. We'll go into the room with the blue energy. So we have a disc below our feet, one on top of our head. It's radiating blue energy throughout our body here for healing. Again, request your healing. Here comes the blue energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Should feel pretty nice here. And we'll go into the orange room here. Here we go. Here comes this orange energy. Same room like the blue one with the round disc that you're standing on. One on top of your head. This energy radiates through and around you. Here it comes. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Feels good. And we'll go into one final room. This will be the silver room. So here comes this energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, again, request your healing. The light only works in the now. And they can never overheal you because it's what you're requesting. And the healings that you had tonight are between you and the light being doctors. And the healings take place according to your genetic predisposition on healing, what your ancestors thought, what they believed, and how much judgment is still in your body that's causing your physical condition. Remember, everything happens from the invisible first, and then it forms into the physical, into the density of who you are. So we're going to come back now from the light ship. And your animals and pets, garden, trees, flowers are now joining you. We're coming down. So I'll count to five again. You're going to feel a slight shift with your body. And the stuff around you, everything around you may feel like it's a little closer to you. So here we go. 1, 2, or connected to you. 3, 4, and 5. Okay, we're back from the light ship now. Hope you had a wonderful experience. So we'll see if our co-host is out there. Are you out there, Sylvia?
Yes, I'm here, and hope everyone really enjoyed that beautiful experience on the light ship. And if you've got some questions about that or you'd like to make some comments or maybe talk about something that you experienced on the ship, then please either call or you can type into the fast chat. But if you'd like to call, I'll give the station number for BBS. It's 888-815-9756, 888-815-9756. So we'd love to hear from you. If you have a question for Ron or a comment or want to ask for a sample of one of the clearings, that would be fine too. And if you can't call in, you can type in on the fast chat and just ask your questions that way. So there was a question. I think you might have kind of answered it on the light ship, Ron, but Everett was asking if there was an orange light room, and if so, what is it for?
Yeah, all different rooms on the light ship are for healing, and you're at free choice to select what type of healing modality you would like to experience. So I'm only bringing forth a few of these here. And so the orange is just basically for general healing. And I think I heard a beep online. Is somebody out there?
Hello, do we have a caller on the line?
Yes, you do.
Great, hi, welcome.
I have a question. I've been doing a lot of the healings on the line, and especially the self-empowerment healings. And I don't know if it's that I've been overusing my computer or the dark side has gotten into my computer, but and practically everybody I know is having problems with their computer in the last week. And I'm wondering if it's possible to do a healing for one's computer.
That's a good question. Yeah, I know BBS is having troubles with their lines too here. Might just be
bizarre problems that I've never encountered before.
Yeah, you might do the emergency healing. go on to that. It's a free healing. Just go on to the emergency and just give that a try and just see how that works. I've had people do that, and somehow people's computers seem to work better with that after doing that clearing.
Okay, I'll try that. And also, Ron, every time I see on television now, you know, this British Petroleum people have been spending a lot of money trying to keep pictures of what they've done from coming out on the media, but some pictures are starting to come out of birds drowning in oil and stuff, and every time I see one of those pictures, I quite literally start to have a heart attack. It grieves me so badly for the life in the waters. What would be the perspective of the Creation Lightship, or your perspective on that? And is there any kind of healing that can be done to assist in that, or is that just something we have to go through?
Well, it's you have a very good question there. You can go on also to the emergency healing, and you can go into the darkness to light, and you can help with that also by bringing in, maybe you could type in the name, British Petroleum in there to bring that energy into the light. Remember, this is all darkness energies that are here. Unfortunately, they're here. We have them all the time, and we're just happening to see one of the manifestations of that. The Lightship, and we also have a part on the website that deals with the media clearing, and that takes away from you the imprinting of what you have seen that normally will cause you harm, and mainly it's cordings. So the dark side will cord you through the events that you're watching, you know, on the media. And that's how they take your energy away, too. So they, you know, really probably want to have that out there, even though they're trying to hide it. You know, once they put it out, the dark side can live off of your pain and anguish.
Well, there's a lot of pain and anguish, and it's growing every day, not just with me. And I know. You speak of Gaia in a way that's foreign to me, and you say that there really isn't anything you can do for Gaia in terms of healing. So that's why I was asking, because basically from what I've seen of pictures on the Internet, there's actually like a volcano of oil coming up. It's much bigger than one pipe blown. And I've read, my understanding was that oil is like the blood of Earth. And I was just wondering what your perspective on that would be in terms of healing, or Gaia healing herself, or do we not send light and love to the Earth, or how do we support the Earth in this time?
Okay, there's nothing you can really do to the Earth Spirit, because the Earth Spirit is actually doing whatever it can to help itself out. Remember, this is all typical alien energies, you know, which is the common denominator here for everything that happens here on a negative aspect. And so it's still fighting the aliens. As people tend to do prayers and everything else, it's actually causing more harm to the Earth Spirit.
So we don't do anything. Is that
what you're just saying? Don't do anything. Just try to stay in your heart, stay present, because nothing that you can actually do, you could send energy, but is the energy going to help anything, okay? So who's going to get the energy first? And typically the aliens will grab it. And the Earth Spirit cannot use your thought energy and or typically use your heart energy, because it's so much bigger than you are. It's as big as the planet. So whatever you were to send it would have some type of emotional energy typically on it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because you're doing this out of an emotional aspect of trying to help. And if you have any emotions going into a healing, the healings will not work, and it could cause more harm.
Okay, well, that does make sense to me in a strange way.
Yeah, that's why whenever I do healings, I cannot be emotionally tied into the situation. I can hear about it from some people, typically when somebody calls me with a problem, all I need is about 15 to 20 seconds. You know, I have this kind of problem. Can you help me? Anything that goes past that, then if I start to get tied into the emotional aspect of what's going on and the past situations, et cetera, then I really can't be as effective as I could be just by knowing I have this problem, this is what it is, help me. That's all that I need to know, okay? But I cannot be emotionally attached to anything when I do healing work. This is why sometimes I could sound a little callous maybe or cold or robotic or something like that. The different words and adjectives there, but whenever you're in source energy, the source cannot judge what it's doing. All it can do is bring forth a change, and the change is in non-judgment also. So what has to happen here is your spirit, because it created the earth and holds the earth blueprint, it first has to heal itself and then work with the blueprint. And maybe it's not able at this point to work in that arena of what has happened to it, because it's not maybe strong enough to actually work with its creation. It has to heal its the spirit first, and then after the spirit's healed, and which means coming to, more into integrity, then from there it can work on the blueprint. So right now, all that the earth spirit is doing is working on itself,
and
so it won't be destroyed by the darkness. And then from there,
where is the earth spirit now in terms of its own healing? Is it in worse shape or in better shape since this situation?
I think they are here. Okay, it's a negative aspect or got reversed or anything. So it's still doing pretty well. It's still down a little bit. You know, it's about, I think, 10% or so. Not quite at 11, but it's still at 10%. So it's doing fine working with the darkness energies. Remember, it's working against the alien attack energies that's coming to it. So I heard a beep there. Someone else online?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Do you have a question?
I think someone's ahead of me. This is Victoria Ann, but I think the host said that there was someone ahead of me, so maybe they hung up.
Okay, well, go ahead. You must have got put through then, I guess, so.
Oh, great. Ron, thank you. The other week, I think it was last week, you did a healing over the radio for my auntie who was sick with cancer. Today she has no cancer. Her blood pressure is normal and she has no diabetes.
Oh, how wonderful. That's great.
Thank you so
very,
much.
Very
it's
nice.
Just, and I'm not exaggerating this. This is, I mean, I had a hard time, even though I do believe and I have faith, especially with all the wonderful things at the website and with the Creation Lightship and the healings that you have done and the light beams. But it was just marvelous. And so she's still in a nursing home, but we're trying to get her mind to accept that she's getting better. And we know what we're dealing with there. She's having, so I was telling her daughter today to kind of stay in the heart and she's trying to help her mom do that. So it's just, It's phenomenal. It was a total 100% almost turnaround except for her mental viewpoint of what's going on.
Oh, that's great. Wonderful. That's great.
Thank you so very much.
Yeah, as you can see, I'm not really in the emotions that much of it. I can just say that's great, you know, because that's where I have to be.
No.
But that's wonderful.
Well, it's important that you know that when we have wins and we have healings and clearings, it's important to acknowledge the source.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Yep, you're right.
So thank you. And I was able to do more for my family today than I have in 20 years, and got everyone. We're scattered all over the U.S. and I'm getting like a newsletter for all of us to get together. You know, we all know each other's addresses, phone numbers, and emails, and we have some in Germany and Europe too. So it's just neat because it's the time. She's actually brought us closer together by what happened, and then so it's just, it's incredible. This could not be, I could not have done this without the heart intelligence and the spirit intelligence, because the mind never could get this much accomplished. I mean, seriously. So thank you, and I'll leave it at that. But I do appreciate it from my heart.
Oh, blessings. Okay, great. So thank you for calling. Nice to hear.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. So let's, I'm going to put it up on the website, another healing, okay? I'll just talk about that briefly. We have the orb clearing healing on the website. It's free. And that will help to eliminate the different orb colors, okay, that we have. So I imagine you probably all experienced that. What I'm finding now is that I have to put a whole lifetime clearing for the orbs up to get them out of you also. And this is what I just recently discovered, is that these orb energies, and these ones wrap kind of around or come to your head, and they can be a foot to, say, 2 foot in diameter, okay? And normally what you would perceive as an orb typically are probably going to be pretty small, maybe the size of maybe a baseball or something, maybe up to 6 inches. So we'll say they're probably between 2 to 6 inches in diameter. Well, the larger ones kind of work with your head consciousness, your thoughts. What they do is they somehow connect to your body, and then they bring forth the information stored in your DNA, and then they kind of start to recycle that. Now, what they can do is that they can take a thought from somebody else, and they can now impregnate you with that thought in your own consciousness, and it can be going around and around and around and around. You wonder, what the heck's happening? Why am I thinking about that person all the time or something? So that's kind of how that works, or what's wrong with me, you know? And it will bring up your past and torture you to death with it. So that's the first part of the clearing, is to get rid of these orb energies. The second part is, and I mentioned this on the Alien Attack page and also on the 8-hour calls that we have, and they'll start up again in July. But these energies have secretions or waste products, and these waste products now get stored inside of us. And the waste products, unfortunately, kind of numb you out. What happens is you could be having a good day, and maybe you get rid of an orb, that maybe it leaves you. But also, still put inside of you, it's waste residue. And we all had days, I'm sure, that, you know, you wake up and you feel pretty good, and all of a sudden you get a thought, and maybe that thought puts you into depression. Maybe it puts you into thinking slower. Maybe it takes you sideways on your thoughts. Maybe you don't have any thoughts at all too much. You know, you want to do something, but you just feel completely drained, like you can't, you know, lift a crumb off the floor. Okay, and you feel very funky, and you go, man, what's wrong with me? What did I do? What did I eat? Well, that's the waste products working with you, okay? And so, anyway, that'll be on the website hopefully within a couple of weeks. It'll be a whole lifetime clearing. It'll be underneath the personal whole lifetime clearings, or it might be on the side. I don't know yet. But what I want to do for you is give you an example of this clearing. So I don't know how many orbs you have out there. We'll just say you have more than one, okay? And we're going to take away one of these. Now, these are large, and they're attached to your head. Now, when they first leave you, you're going to feel pretty good. And then somehow they're programmed. Remember, everything that we're dealing with is programs and time. And so all of a sudden, once the orb leaves you and you go, oh, I feel great, then somehow there's like a booby trap in there, and the booby trap is, oh, this thing left, it's gone. Now we're going to activate in the program the waste products. And then all of a sudden you feel very heavy, very dense, and you're just not there. You're not with it mentally. And, you know, some people will get depressed because they're not doing anything. So here we go. First orb. We'll get rid of one of these here. And here we go. I'll count to 10 to release it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I'm actually feeling my body almost wants to cry. Very interesting. So that's how my eyes are watering right now. Here we go. Get it out some more. 1, 2. This is pulling away from your consciousness. The program. 1, of the orb and the body that it is. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3. Just releasing now. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. You might even feel yourself sitting up straighter. You might feel like you're a little more awake, like maybe you drop back in the time reality, maybe about 3 or 4 hours. You feel more alert, more conscious. Maybe you can connect your thoughts together now. You know, maybe you can be able to think clearer. Okay. And normally within a couple of minutes, they're going to start to bring in that other program because the orb left you, which is mind controlling you. It's going to bring forth the waste residue. And this normally will bring you into depression, into, you know, all different types of negative things as it gets activated. So you might start to feel it now, and we're going to take away the waste products. So here we go. Here they leave you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Should be getting a little more alert now. Should be getting actually awake. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, you should feel a lot more conscious now. And probably even more awake. You might be able to have some great thoughts now, we'll say, great ideas. Remember, you're living now in your own consciousness because a program to numb you out, to make you feel sad, to feel disempowered, depression, this one orb that gave you this stuff is now gone. We're now going to do what we call spirit infusion, bring in more of your spirit with you, into you. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. So this energy I cannot do again on the archives. It's just too strong for me right now. So you have to go on to the whole lifetime clearing when I get it up to finish it. And you could have, you know, maybe 30 of these things attached to you. So here we go again. Bring you more spirit infusion. It's just a sample so you can see what it's like. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So you should feel more awake, more conscious, more mentally alert now. So if anybody would like to call in, we have a few minutes left here. You have to do it real quick here. And I'll turn it back over to Sylvia. I do have an event coming next week, 11, 12, and 13th in New York, the Yoga Raw Food Expo at the her hotel. And we got a beep here. Somebody online?
Apparently okay. Not, Ron, or we can't hear them if they are. So we just have 1 minute left in tonight's show. So you were talking about the expo in New York?
Yeah, so it'll be the... at the New Yorker Hotel in Manhattan, and it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday of next week, which is the 11th, 12th, and 13th, and then I have some ARE workshops after that. So hopefully I'll be able to see everybody that lives in this area here. We'll be able to do some healing work with you, and you can enjoy the light infusion chamber. So, Sylvia, how are you doing right now?
Good. That was very interesting with the orb clearing, and there's quite a number of comments on the fast chat about people feeling a lot of relief from that and also feeling, you know, different things as the clearing was going on. And Heal says, eyesight is clearer. Stephanie says she does feel better. Everett says, okay, eyesight clearer too, and really felt it in the back and bottoms of feet and is feeling more awake now. And Annika, feeling good too, and Mike. And then, let's see, Joy is saying that it appears when the orbs leave, then the self-destruct button gets activated. So that's,
that's correct, yeah.
What happens when you do the clearing to get rid of the effects of that afterwards, right?
Yeah, that's why you want to get rid of their waste products, waste residue. So I guess that was probably put in by the alien so that if we did find them, we didn't get rid of the waste products, then they would be with us anyway through the energy of the waste products being active. So anyway.
Yeah, I felt that very strongly, like after the orb cleared off, then all of a sudden I actually got nauseous in my kind of stomach solar plexus area right away. And then as that was lifted off, then it was gone. And it's sort of like you said, kind of coming out of a fog and having your own consciousness rather than having this other consciousness affecting you.
Yep. So I guess our show is about over here. So just had some, a drink here. I'm sorry. Had some ginger tea. Made very strong. So, but anyway, I'll say blessings to all of you. Hopefully, if I can see everybody back here in New York, that'd be great. If you're on the East Coast, do come by. Our booth number is 223, and have a light infusion chamber up with some monitor screens for some sample healings. And it'll be a wonderful week.
Let me just say, if anyone's there in the New York area and you haven't experienced the light infusion chamber before, it is incredible. It's just amazing how much healing can occur in just a few minutes' time in the chamber. So you really owe it to yourself to experience that. If you can get there, just do it.
Yep, okay, so blessings to all of you. I'll bring some energy into the light being here, if you wish. We're bringing some peace energy for the next half an hour, we'll say, half past the hour. That will do it for an hour for everybody. So 1 hour of peace energy, so you can sit back and relax and just kind of contemplate on your new life with one orb being out of you. So here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so blessings to all of you. And our next BBS program is on Monday at 4 o'clock Pacific, 7 o'clock Eastern. So bye, everybody, and thank you for listening tonight.